Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Side Open Mic, the program where the caller can pick the subject. And we welcome everybody. Open Mic, Tuesday night, Inner Sight. And, did you hear that guy, Powell, talk to the, I guess it was in front of the Congress? He's the head of the chairman of the Federal Reserve. And he's saying that the economy needs more restrictions, you know, that it's tightened up and all that. But nothing about a stimulus to stimulate the economy. Now, I'm not an economist, but, I mean, common sense tells you that people are struggling, supplies are down, prices are going up, and a lot of people are very unhappy with the way Mr. Biden is caring for the economy. So many of us believe that a stimulus would be appropriate, and Inner Sight is one of them, especially for those on the so-called fixed income and, you know, looking for a little extra boost and help. So get with it, Mr. President. Show the people that you care. And, another way I believe Mr. President could show that is to get off this soapbox with this vaccination, you know, and extend the privileges of the Medicaid and the Medicare. You know, what should be happening now, because a lot of people cannot take that vaccination. A lot of people are allergic to all these medicines. I'm one of them. When I was a kid, I had very bad reactions from medicines that I was given, you know, in general, just going to the doctor and all that. And I had to learn to find things that were good for my system and gentle. And that's what everybody else has to do. So what the government should say to people, if you feel you want to go holistic, go ahead. You have our blessing. Medicaid and Medicare will pay for it. Now, that's not saying that you know, you stop the vaccination or take away the vaccination.
No.
It's expanding, giving people more of an option.
Freedom, yeah.
Because I think a lot of people right now are uptight because they're only hearing one thing to help them, that the government will pay for, and most people don't have the money to, you know, to call, to enlist with Gary Noll and pay for his program and do what he says and all that. So you try to do it on your own. But the government needs to show people that they care about everyone.
True.
Not just the, now they have the, you know, not just the few. There was a guy on. There was a report tonight. I didn't. All I got was the headline. You know, saying that the elderly and the those with underlying conditions who are not vaccinated are at a higher risk of getting the virus. All right. So now. Do you consider, the question becomes, do you consider yourself elderly? I'm not elderly.
I don't consider myself elderly
at all. And I don't have any underlying conditions. So here, analyze what they said. So I'm not at a big risk.
Right.
See? If you take what they say, if you listen, you know, and of course they would try to deny that. I'm sure.
Right. Yeah.
And I didn't get the whole report on that.
They go by age.
What?
They put it in, in by age, and they just say, oh, everybody at this age is elderly, which is not right. It's not.
That's not true.
You're not elderly. I don't consider you elderly.
That's not damn ass true.
I know.
A lot of people my age are elderly.
Right.
But I don't
exactly.
consider myself elderly, and I don't have any underlying conditions.
I don't consider yourself elderly either. You move around.
So if you're
going to
make a statement, if you're going to make a statement, back it up. Don't just make a statement and then try to wiggle out of it and say, you know, you're elderly because you're a certain age. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Somebody told me tonight they have a Jamaican friend. And his thought is, I have no age.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Well, not even you have no age. It's what you consider yourself. If you're active and you're healthy and you're doing things
sure.
that you feel, you know, then you know what? Screw what everybody else feels. That's how I feel.
Why would you
know?
Look for trouble if you're doing great?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any damn sense. Why would you want to take their stuff that you can't even, when you're blind like me, you can't even read it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't even read the if you go get the stupid test, you can't read that. You don't even know what's in it.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to take that?
There's a whole article, Frank, on the New York Times that, you know, said, you know, blind were kind of literally upset because they can't even take the test, you know, to see if they have COVID or not, the home tests. So it was really frustrating.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. I thought they had all these devices that read this stuff. Why? Where's all these devices? What do you mean, no?
It doesn't.
That's not there's a big contradiction here.
Yeah.
All these damn devices, these reading machines and all that, where are they? there's something wrong here. So what are they going to do now? They're going to start a lawsuit that will go on for 25 years, and in the meantime,
probably.
You know, you can't read nothing. I mean, the whole thing is stupid.
They said it's confusing what they have online that was written up for it. So you sit down and you go, which is the truth? Honestly, that's frustrating. Honestly, which
you
is
know
truth?
Why the whole thing? I'll give you the answer. You know why the whole thing is happening? Two words: no enforcement.
That's right.
There it is.
Yeah.
And if they're
going to
go for anything, if they're going to go for anything with a lawsuit, that should be the two words. Enforce,
yeah.
Give us enforcement.
It's true.
Because anything else doesn't mean a damn friggin' thing.
No, it doesn't.
It's the same old stuff, man.
Yeah.
Where the hell's the enforcement? And we predicted this.
Yeah.
We told people in front of these microphones for years now that if an emergency occurs, we're going to get the worst of it because there's no enforcement.
That's right.
These things should have been done way back when to protect people from emergencies like this. Now we're not protected. We, the disabled, are not protected the way everybody else is.
It's true.
Because there's no
really
enforcement.
It's true. That's right.
Now, did you read this article?
Briefly. I didn't read the whole thing, but briefly.
Well, you don't know if it says
it
anything
long.
About enforcement.
No.
I bet you it doesn't.
It doesn't, I'm telling
you. I bet you any money
it
doesn't say one damn word about enforcement.
Nothing about enforcement. It's more like a civil thing they're making it as.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Nobody gets in trouble.
That's right.
You know?
And if it's
where
civil,
the hell's the World Health Organization on this? They're supposed to keep
no
people
way.
Safe. They're not keeping us safe. You can't read the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell are they?
Mm-hmm.
Up for your ass.
That's all right.
That's
the
where
sun
they
goes
are.
Down. That's right. It's so annoying when they do that. That's what I had to mention tonight. Because when I read parts of the article, I couldn't read a lot of it. It was really
the world,
getting on my eyes.
The World Health Organization should demand immediate enforcement
mm-hmm.
on this and every other thing that pertains to health.
Mm.
Immediate enforcement and accessibility.
That's right. On everything.
Now, how can you trust a government agency that doesn't
mm-hmm.
protect you?
That's
my
true.
Analogy. I wouldn't trust mm-hmm. them. How the hell can I trust them? Do you want me to take something I can't even read?
That's right. It's so.
What a damn
know,
ass
something
situation.
Something so wrong with that.
You know what?
You know.
What we're talking about here, no enforcement, no accessibility, and no emergency measures, that's worse than any virus. Because
yeah.
a virus you could protect yourself against.
Right.
But how the
we
hell do you protect yourself when there's no law?
It's worse.
I'd rather deal with a virus any day.
Yeah.
Been dealing with them all my life.
Yeah. We both have.
I tell you, man, this world, and the President of the United States stands by and twiddles his thumbs and acts stupid and doesn't do anything.
Mm.
What a joke that is.
So long. You know, it's funny. You could stand by so long and not realize things are wrong. You can only stand by so idly without realizing that it's all wrong. You know?
I've said it, and I'll say it again. They want me to take something. I want to read every word of it for myself, and then I'll evaluate it, and then I'll let them know if I'm going to take it. Isn't that the fair way?
Yeah.
In this country?
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell is it? Where do I go to read it? Where? Yeah. Crazy, man. Open mic, 213-816-1650. Don't trust the government agency that doesn't protect you. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
And you may as well just count them all.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me. From the IRS down to the traffic people. All
oh,
of them.
Yeah.
The IRS allows organizations to be tax-exempt that deny us guide dogs, and they have a tax ID number, but you can't take that tax ID number and file a lawsuit.
I wish you can. I would have done it a long time ago.
So how can you trust them?
Nope. I would have done it a long time ago against the guide dog schools. That was something that they shouldn't have even thought of trying to deny somebody.
They have a license.
A dog. Yeah.
Anything that's not licensed, they teach you, beware of it. Well,
right.
where are they being aware of the guide dog schools? Where are the politicians on that?
No. I mean, that
every
was a pure
agency,
lie.
Every agency responsible for people's safety by federal law must be licensed.
Yeah.
So it shows you what they think of us. The guide dog schools aren't. There's the analogy. There's the inner sight reasoning and analogy.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue.
Hey,
the little bear. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond. Tom's River, New Jersey. Big East, the key. AkitaRescue.org. Adopt an Akita. Hey, Kennedy Realty, my buddy, Islip, New York.
Mm, I like Kennedy.
And 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty. Check them out. All the beautiful children of the world. Honor them. We memorialize every night those who have passed. Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty.
Yeah.
And all the others. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight. You need dog food, cat food for your animal? Nobody starved on Long Island. That's the place to call. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. And Gary, if you're listening or you picked this up, Gail Marie in Ohio says hello.
Oh.
All right. Inner Sight around the world, and yeah, we got the Able News.
Yes.
You can get that online too. Able News.
Yeah.
On the Inner Sight.
Okay, ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled to serve the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has, aside from a personal page, they have, they have free subscriptions that you can get if you sign up, and they're delivered to your inbox, and you can actually get that free subscription today if you sign up. And thank you, and back to you, Frank.
All right, Able News Online. We thank Angela Melanie, the editor.
Yes, we do.
What happened to the automated?
It's not down. No.
Huh?
I have to re-put it back up.
Yeah. All right. Inner Sight open mic. We want to thank the Suffolk Bus Corp for their help keeping this program on the air. We want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. For their support, and you need any information on legislation or advocate stuff, or Social Security, any new rules that have come up, they usually follow all this stuff. So,
yeah.
give them a holler, 631-880-7929 Silo, and we thank all our friends, past. And present, my buddy John out there in Queens, who's a big Inner Sight believer. And we really appreciate that. All right, I want to say hello to my sweet, sweet Pidge in Massachusetts. Pidge, you're going to call me back?
Uh-oh.
Pidgey's not the greatest at returning call, I got to tell you. But I love her. Pidge and Vinny out there. They're probably down in Florida by now.
They probably are.
All right. Junison. What?
Do you have Florida's number?
Whose number?
Do you have Florida's number?
No.
Okay,
well, yeah, it's the same number.
Is it?
As far as I know,
okay.
It's the same number. There's only one number.
Oh, okay.
All right, Inner Sight. Open mic, and you can pick your own subject. Keep it clean. That's all we ask. And All right. Any callers on the line?
I'm going to look at them. Hold on.
All right.
Nope, it's us.
No callers.
Yep. I refreshed.
All right. Let's see. This is January. Baseball starts in what? Usually April, right?
Yeah.
April. Wishful thinking. Looking forward to. Hey, you know my next big day.
What?
That I'm excited about. I gotta tell you.
What?
Groundhog Day.
That's my favorite day too.
That's my beautiful, beautiful day where the little sweet one comes out, and of course the big fat scientists who eat donuts all day, they don't believe groundhogs.
Well, I believe in groundhogs, even though I was a science-loving person too.
Now, how could it be?
Yeah.
How could it be that that little sweet creature, who's very timid usually, knows the weather better than the big scientists with all their fancy instruments and computers and all that?
Because they sense the weather, just like if you have a guide dog who senses where you're at. It's the same concept. They sense the weather. I believe.
Yeah, but there's something there about the brain power.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
A person can have a brilliant brain and still be stupid. Mm-hmm. You realize that?
Yes, very.
Happens every day.
Do you have a caller, Frank?
Yeah. So, take a lesson that's coming up on February 2nd from the groundhog. And you know another thing that bothers me? When I call I usually call the weather every day to check it out. Not one word from these great meteorologists who think they know everything. They don't know a damn thing. Not one word acknowledging the groundhog.
Mm.
These people better wake up. The animals were here long before you.
Mm-hmm.
And they know more than you do. And so many people and so many companies and so many entities have done a lot to destroy animals and to make the earth worse, and let you wake up and help these animals and restore, you're going to be in big trouble.
Hmm.
And I don't mean just within a sight either.
Yeah.
All right, we have a phone call?
We have two.
All right. Who we got? Take a phone call.
I don't know who they are, so keep it clean, guys. Otherwise, not only clean, nice. And we'll keep you on.
Well, just keep it clean. I don't care if you yell or say what you want, but.
Okay, here they come.
All right, in a sight, live. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for giving me the time. And I will keep it clean. I will keep it civil. I hope you'll allow me to speak. My father called in last night to say a Jewish prayer, and cut him off, and he's very upset now.
Well, we apologize. We had other callers. We didn't mean to cut him off. He's welcome to recite and practice his prayers if he wants.
All right, hang on. I'll put him on.
All right.
Hello?
Yes.
You were very rude last night. You got cross with me, and you hung up on me.
I didn't mean to be rude. I'm just trying to run my show. I had other callers.
Well, what the hell is wrong with you?
I'm a maniac.
I mean, what kind of a jerk are you? A guy's doing prayer and you hang him up. I mean, what is that?
Well, listen, you're welcome to resume if you want to.
No, you know, you came at me, and it wasn't very nice, and, I really didn't appreciate that at all, okay?
All right.
You fucking came at me. What kind of asshole are you?
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were saying prayer, and now you're cursing.
Well, I was, and then you cut me off. I mean, I don't go there with me.
I'm trying to explain to you that we had other callers. You're not
the
only one.
Well, what am I, a fucking idiot?
Oh, see, there you go. Now you're using foul language. Goodbye.
I'm sorry.
Inner sight. Keep it clean. Inner sight. And, you know, we let the gentleman recite some of the Hebrew, and he got nervous. We let him do it two or three times, and we were still willing to let him right now. But when people start using foul language, goodbye. All right?
Yes.
All right, inner sight. We have any other? We have another call.
It's from the same area code as last night.
Oh, the same area code that just hung up.
No, both are different area codes, but the same one from last night is the one that we would let on.
Oh,
now.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like the same caller, but a different number.
It is.
All right, inner sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And, you know, you can talk about whatever subject you want. This is the Tuesday night open mic on inner sight. Well, the president's rating keeps dropping.
Yeah.
You know, so many people are criticizing him, and I feel bad for the guy. You know? it's like to me, he doesn't know what to do, or, you know, what should I do to get people back into my good graces, or to make them understand that I care about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just get the feeling that he's struggling with that question. And, well, the answer is, you know, just common sense. I mean, be real. A lot of people are struggling these days. It doesn't take much for people to turn around and understand that you would care about them, Mr. President. I mean, you didn't even answer my letter. I wrote you about something where you don't even have to spend any money.
Yeah.
Simply amend the ADA.
That's right.
You know? Now, when a president gets a letter like that, and I know he got it because he sent me a form letter explaining that he'll be answering me. I never got the answer.
Still writing.
all it needs is, and I went to my congressman on this, and he hasn't done a damn thing either. All it needs is to amend the ADA, you know, and put it before Congress and recommend it, you know. Now,
right.
If he did that and Congress rejected it, at least I could say that the man tried.
Right.
You know? You know, and if he would acknowledge that blind people have no rights in connection with service dogs, with the agencies, that the agencies use our application to raise $50,000 to $100,000, deny people the dog and keep the money, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If he would present an amendment and give the reasons why in a news conference, believe me, a lot of people would respect that. You got a lot of dog lovers in this country.
Yes, they would.
And I would love to stand next to Mr. Biden with my guide dog that I trained on my own, You know, not because I wanted to, but because I had to.
Mm-hmm.
And explain that there are millions of dogs out there that could be rescued and taught and evaluated to serve the disabled, and these agencies won't do that.
Yeah.
Now, how can a man go wrong to protect millions of disabled people, you know, many of whom can't even speak out about this? If they've applied for a guide dog or they want to apply, it'll be used against them.
That's right.
So, Mr. Biden, that particular thing, my letter, a stimulus for the people, would show them you care, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, expand the Medicaid and the Medicare to cover holistic healing, because a lot of people need that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some things that the man can do, but, you know, people, for some reason, politicians are afraid to be creative. You ever noticed that?
Yeah, I noticed.
They're afraid of it.
Yeah.
They're worried about what people are going to think of them.
It's true.
Well, you only have to worry about that when you're doing something wrong.
That's true.
What are you doing wrong when you give somebody a stimulus or you're going to pass an amendment on a law to give people more rights who need the service dog, you know, or enforcement that we don't have?
You know what they're worried about? Their image, and I don't understand why they would. Amongst the wrong people, I think. They're worried about their own image amongst the wrong people.
Well, the people should come, the safety of the people should come first.
Exactly. That's what I think.
And not their image.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
So, I recommend strongly to Mr. Biden that he consider some of these things and use a little common sense and, you know, demonstrate to people that he cares, that he's thinking about the people and so on and so forth. I mean, it's a disgrace more to this country to know that thousands upon thousands who have served this country have been denied service dogs. You know, do it for those, if for nothing else.
Yeah.
Pass a law. Give us rights. What is the big deal about a guide dog school?
Nothing.
It's no stupid big deal. Ask any dog, and they'll tell you it's no big deal.
That's the truth.
You know, the dogs have more brains than the people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. Open mic, 213-816-1650, and tomorrow night is Suzanne's show. You want to tell them what you're going to talk about? Or?
Yeah, I can. We usually talk about nursing homes and how to get rid of them, because most of the majority of my family has been terribly affected by, being thrown into a nursing home and then dying in the nursing home once they've been there. And we know a lot of people in the United States are affected in the same way, and we are trying to get rid of them and replace it with a beautiful program that we've, drummed up together, and we've found out ways that we can, help, people, and we want to present it in front of everybody. So that's basically it in a nutshell, and we look forward to seeing you on Inner Sight tomorrow, hearing you more than seeing you tomorrow.
one of the things that I want to appeal for is for every disabled person who has the threat, or even people who are not disabled, of a nursing home hanging over them, ultimately. You know, help us make the point. You know, contact your congressman. Tell them that you believe that nursing homes should be transformed into accessible housing, and the money, now this is the important part, too, especially in today's economy, the money that's being wasted in these nursing homes can be used to help people who are struggling right now. And that's not only disabled, that's everybody. So we have, and we'll talk about this some more tomorrow night, but Tracy Garner, who called me today, and the book is out on the Amazon. You can put in Tracy's name. I have to get the exact title. But she's donating a dollar from every book to InnerSight, and what we're gonna do with that money is mount a campaign to let people know what's going on in these nursing homes and how this money is being wasted.
True.
So that maybe we can get enough support to get Congress to declare an emergency and start working on turning these nursing homes into accessible housing. So that's what every person can do. I mean, we're not asking the disabled for money.
No.
We're asking you to help us get the word out. And if you go to the Amazon and look up Tracy Garner, if you can maybe sell 5 books as a disabled person or whatever you can do, even if it's 1 book, you know,
right,
to help us get this fund established so we can start promoting. We want to start on the internet. And, you know, with all kinds of facts, letting people know what's going on in the nursing homes, including personal stories.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to Tracy's website, you'll see some of those
anecdotes.
Stories.
Yeah.
Do we know Tracy's? What's her website? Do we know it?
I'm looking it up now to see if I can find it, but I don't think I know it, per se.
Well, TracyGarner.com, I think it is, or something. But we'll have to get more definite information. You know, we should have that by tomorrow night so we can give it to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're not just doing this for ourselves. We're doing this for everybody who can be affected by a nursing home. And that's not just the disabled. You know, it could be anyone falling into hard times.
Definitely.
All right. So it's going to be up to the people, ultimately. That's the way it goes. It's not going to be InnerSight's fault if we don't get these nursing homes turned into accessible housing. That I can promise you. We're trying to get an appointment with the governor. We're going to hire a webmaster and get this campaign going and get that funding in. So it's certainly not going to be our fault that the nursing homes are still there. The big question is, what are the other agencies going to do to help us?
Yeah.
That's a big question.
Definitely.
You know, if they can't do it on agency time, do it on the weekend.
Definitely.
You know, put together a fundraiser. Tracy had mentioned that to me, by the way. that we should start thinking about a fundraiser.
Yeah, we should.
All right. Open mic, 213-816-1650. Nobody wants to go to a nursing home. They're horrible.
I don't. Mm-mm.
You take all your money, take your life, take your assets.
Everything. Even your dignity. That's still horrible, but...
People have a right to live in freedom in their own home. And if the government wants to use money, that's what they should be using the money for. Freedom in our own home.
Mm-hmm.
Not in some damn dumpy place where you got to smell piss all day.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, open mic, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line? The open mic line?
Not yet when I was looking before, but let me take another quick look, okay?
All right, 8:41, New York, Tuesday night. On the open mic, let's see.
Maybe Louis was there. I had seen him.
As we said, tomorrow is the nursing home show. Tomorrow night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network should have our program, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. And I got to check into why our show is not on the Altice. I got to find out about that. Has been on. But the normal time is Thursday night. The normal time is Thursday night at 7:30, Channel 20 for the Altice. Friday night at the Funnies here on Inner Sight. Well, what's our subject for Thursday? Do we have a subject?
No, we don't. Not yet. It will be. We will have one.
Subject to be announced for Thursday. All right. You have a caller?
Yes, we do. Louis Rivera.
Oh, Louis the Lip is on the line. All right.
Yeah.
To tell us about Friday night.
Louis Rivera Jr., I should say.
Rivera, Louis.
Here he comes. Oops. Here we go. Louis.
Hey.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louis.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay. How you doing? It's very cold out there.
Extremely cold out there. No.
Yeah.
Right. It's a little warm.
Yeah.
I bring my aunt from Florida here.
Like Puerto Rico.
Yeah, right.
Puerto Rican's warm out there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Warm Puerto Rico?
Okay. And also Cuba.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the temperature in Puerto Rico, Lou, do you know?
83 degrees, 73 degrees. The Fahrenheit is 100% pure love drops degrees. They call
there you go. Love drop. What is that in English? Love drop degrees. What
83
does that
degrees, Puerto Rico.
83. Okay, Fahrenheit. Gotcha.
All right. Yeah. In sight.
Hey,
yeah.
Craig.
So, did you go out today, Lou?
Nah, too cold. My eyes has got to be better pretty soon. I had a cataract in my eye, and I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago. They had to pull the stitches out of my eye. I'll be going back to the doctor. It's not over yet. I got to return to the doctor to check out my stitches. I'll be pulled out, and they'll be over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you'll be able to see better?
Have the eye covered?
Yeah. I already had that since the surgery, and the patches pulled it out a long time ago.
Oh, I see.
Or
hey,
just
Frank,
the one eye?
The right eye, not left.
Well, now you look like a one-eye bandit.
There you
yeah,
go.
Right.
Spanish
yeah,
one-eyed
like
bandit.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know,
hey,
he's a black horse and a big hat.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, now let me ask you something. I have to apologize from Friday about that massager, and I was only kidding around with Suzanne Sassani Ferrero.
Okay.
I like the massager. It's good.
It is. It's fun.
Bring it on the show. We'll have fun with it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we will.
No, no, Suzanne's going to kill me.
What happened? No.
Suzanne's going to kill me on my bringing a massage. That Suzanne Hudson's going to give me a spanking. No, he can't do that to Louie.
Nah, he likes you, Louie, actually.
You know, I respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's turn everybody on. Hey, guys, on Saturday night on Public Access, I saw that that Inner Sight, not Inner Sight, a show at 11 to midnight. I was watching called the show Date Night.
Oh, I see.
Connie and
What's
Chrissy.
What's that about? Oh.
Those two ladies, it's about the story. I'm looking for a man and dates and everything. We talk about everything, you know.
Oh,
going out to a bar and everything.
Ah, they must be suiting your fancy, Louie.
Say it again.
They must be suiting your liking. You must like the two ladies.
Yeah, they tickle me fancy.
I know.
Yeah.
What, do they have a dating
like
service?
Not that it's Date Night. It's the name of the show with Connie and Chrissy on Public Access on a Saturday night, 11:30.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I enjoyed it. I saw it. I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
That was cool. Is it a new show or an old show?
It's on Public Access. I started watching that a year ago, and I put it on. Those two female ladies, Connie and Chrissy, they're the star of the show Date Night. It's the name of the show on Public Access.
Oh,
on
wow.
Channel 20.
Are they having a new show?
Date Night.
Is it in color?
Yeah, that's Date Night, all right. Huh?
Is it in color?
In color, yes.
Okay.
That's in color, Frank, and, I saw those two ladies was talking to one of the men and talking to one of the ladies on that show.
Uh-huh.
I had to put my shade glasses. I could see those two ladies, Connie and Chrissy. They look too pretty.
You wanted to make sure your good eye, the one that you had the cataract surgery, saw real well what they look like, right?
You can even see them with the cataract.
That's
no,
right.
Not on my eye. No. Yeah.
You won't stop Louie from seeing a pretty girl anyway. The cataract,
right.
You still see them.
Yeah. And then on that date night with Connie and Chrissy, that's in Woodbury. That's the studio where
yeah.
the show
Hey, wait a
date
minute,
night, Louie.
I got a great idea for you.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no.
You got to help me. You got to help
yeah,
me,
yeah,
Suzanne. Listen. You got to help me.
Call them up. And when you ask them, can you be on the show, as soon as you ask them, you put the vibrator. I want to be on the show.
No, please don't do that.
I bet you they'd let you on the show.
I bet you they would.
Yeah.
Any day. Anything.
It's,
you know what?
It's
That's
a
what
good
you
show.
Should do. Bring the vibrator
it's
on the
show.
Show.
You got to bring it.
I can't bring a vibrator on the show. Yeah, they're out of mind. I'm a vibrator. Get out of here.
It'd be a regular riot over there.
Take it easy. Suzanne, take it easy. Take it easy. It's all your massage. Just take it easy.
No, it's a massage for your neck.
Connie and Chrissy vibrator show.
No,
with
Louie
Rivera.
Date night
is
on date night. Oh, gee. That's a good. I like that show, Dilicardi and Chrissy on.
And then you tell them about
Inside Public
Access.
Uh oh,
Frank wants part of the action now.
I gotta talk to those two ladies about Louis Rivera and the conga drum, and I'll talk to Connie and Chrissy about that show on public on that show Frank Perino's Inside Block Talk Radio.
There you go.
That's it.
I gotta tell those two ladies all about Connie and Chrissy. I'll tell them all about Suzanne and then Frank
Uh-oh.
Perino on the Block Talk Radio,
Uh-oh.
Having fun with the love drops and everything.
I'm going to be in trouble
soon with my hubby. All right, Inside. Hey Lou, what's going on Friday night? Give us a little rundown. Come on.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Louis Rivera. Or call me Rosanna Dana. Make sure you're tuning Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock on a Block Talk Radio called the Follics. We're going to have a good time with Lauren Hardy and your friendly philosopher, whatever it is, and Ralph Cramden, the Honeymooners, and the Lauren Hardy, and then the Love Drops.
How about the vibrator?
Hey, Frank, no vibrator, please. No massager.
I get embarrassed.
No massager. Massagers for your back and your neck.
I'm going to get me one of those vibrators.
I
think I'll get one.
Yeah, go get one, Frank.
For the Follies.
Go to the Hava Hava store. We'll find out. I'll find it.
Hama. All right, Friday night. Louie will be here, and we'll have Lauren Hardy with the vibrator.
It's all right, Suzanne. Just come up for air.
No, I'm good. I'm just listening.
It's all right, Suzanne. It's okay. It's all right.
I'm all right.
All right.
Okay.
I've been married, let me see, almost 20 years. So I'm all right.
Well,
that's
oh,
your
no,
time.
No. Your husband is not going to give me a psh, 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 psh. Send me to my room.
He's not going
to
hurt me, no.
All right, in a sight. Thanks, Lou.
He won't hurt me. No, no.
No, me. No, I won't do it.
No,
I don't mention it no more.
No, he won't do that to you either. He likes you.
Man, I won't do that.
No,
and
you know
I'll talk all about Connie and Chrissy on Friday, okay, on date night. I'll tell you
that
more about
good,
it.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that sounds good. You could talk about Frank likes the idea also.
You're in my heart, Suzanne.
Aw, thank you, Lou. You're a sweetheart. You really are.
Yeah,
all right,
I know.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
Get your show back pretty soon on Public Access.
I hope so soon. All right, Lou.
Yeah, I'll call you Friday.
Yep. You take care, Lou.
Take care, Frank.
Be healthy. Be safe, okay? All right, bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Inner Sight, open mic.
We have another
213-816-1650. We have a what?
Another caller, 313 area code.
Oh, 213?
No, 313.
313?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. You think it's a clean call or a weird call? Let's find out. Inner Sight.
Okay, here we go.
Live. Hello, caller.
Hi, Frank. This is Eileen. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Well, I got a bone to pick with you because, you know, I'm a Jew, and a lot of Jews are calling into your show, and you're being, like, rude to them. Like, what's going on?
Well, I'm Jewish myself.
Well, so maybe stick up for the tribe a little bit, you know?
Oh, I do. I have no problem with Jewish people at all.
Well, you're going after a guy who's doing,
a
prayer, you know, and then you're not letting him do the prayer.
I did. I let him do the prayer. And he kept stopping and he got nervous. And I said, it's all right. And I told him we had other callers. That's all. Now, when he called tonight, he started cursing at me. What's that all about?
Well, who cares? It's the radio.
That doesn't go very well with prayer.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I agree. That I do agree with. He shouldn't have been cursing. But, you know, the guy was nervous.
All right. So he's welcome to call back in and recite the prayer. You know, I know a little Hebrew myself, and let's hear you do it.
I want to hear you do the prayer. Go for it. Come on.
Oh, I don't know the prayer. I just know a couple of Hebrew words. I'm not
what
into
do you know?
Prayer. Oh, I know shalom, nefesh, you know, which means soul. You know, a few words here and there.
Yeah.
Yahweh.
Ah, come on, do the prayer. Do the prayer. Come on, let's hear the prayer.
I don't know the prayer.
Oh, don't be such a fucking baby. Come on, Frank, do the prayer.
Oh, there you go. Come on, get out of here. Don't call my show if you're going to curse.
Mm-hmm.
There she goes again.
That's it. It's off.
It's not Eileen.
I know.
That wasn't Eileen. It was the same stupid-ass guy.
Yeah.
All right, world. In a sight, you got to expect it.
Yep.
You know, people can call here, but you got to keep it clean, man. You know, you don't respect
my show,
don't call.
That's right.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night with our nursing home program. To tell you how millions of people can benefit, we get rid of these nursing homes.
That's the truth.
And we will relate some of the stories tomorrow night of people who have been trapped in nursing homes. Some of them we help get out. But unfortunately, even if you get people out, those places are still there. That's why our goal is to make it so that a person cannot go into a nursing home. They just can stay in their own home. That's the goal. And that's what what we're aiming for.
Our mission.
So join
too.
Us tomorrow night. What?
That's cool. Our mission, too, to get us rid of it.
All right. Go to Amazon. Check out Tracy Garner's book. If you want to help Inner Sight raise the funds to start a campaign to let people know about the nursing homes. And we're not doing this to be malicious to the workers. You know, we're doing it to give people a better opportunity who want to help. We'll explain more about that tomorrow night. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our inner sight number 631-224-3090. And I want to thank all our listeners, callers, Inner Sight around the world. We make 113,000 yet?
No, but we're 100.
I think we almost made it.
Almost 893 is at the end. 112,893. We're getting close.
All right, I hope by the end of the week we make the 13,000. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom around the world.
Yes, it does.
All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.